Going well. You know, still a learning stage for me. You know, coming in here, but I'm learning pretty well. I'm learning from the vets, and I'm just taking every day in stride. So I'm having fun with it also. So.
What's been like the best piece of advice that veterans given you so far?
Basically, just how to take care of your body. You know, get your sleep and make sure you're in that playbook. That's the main thing. Get in the playbook, learn it, and then when you're on the field, just execute and make that play.
What do you like about Denver the most?
It's beautiful out here. I like the mountains in the background. That's awesome, and the people are nice. You know, so it's something different for me. So.
You've been up to the mountains yet?
Not yet.
Can you tell us about this touchdown dance competition, how you ended up winning? Maybe give us a little preview.
Yeah, right. It was in LA, at the rookie premiere. I had a couple touchdown dances, you know, up my sleeve a little bit. So I gave Stafford one, and I gave Ronnie Brown one, you know, because they needed something. So I gave it to him, and then I won with mine. But it was awesome just being there with all the guys and just having a good time out there.
What did your dance include? What was your
story? Let me see. The first one was just cutting down the goalposts, you know,
With what?
Chainsaw, you know, the football, whatever. Yeah, you got the full string one time. I can't show you right now. You know, I'll save it. It's on YouTube, I think.
Would you be fine from the league with this, or could you do it in a game?
No, probably not. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not going to do anything in the game anyway, but I'm not sure. I think the second one was just, I think I put Stafford's jersey on, just posed a little bit. And then I won with those two.
Did you make noise?
Make money with Stafford's.
Yeah, right.
Chainsaw noise.
No, I didn't make the noise. No.
How would Coach react if you did this in the game?
Oh, as long as I scored, I don't know how he would react. He'll probably say something now.
I mean, now that you've kind of practiced a little bit and seen you play a little bit, do you have any different expectations for your rookie year? How much you're going to play? What role you're going to have? Anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Not at all. It's just way too early for that. You know, I mean, everyone's still finding their place. Everyone's still learning and just executing out there and having fun doing that. So it's too early to say those things. And when that time comes, you know, coaches make the right decision, and we'll go with that.
It's been frustrating for you, though, because, you know, we watch and you're behind Carell, behind Lamont. I mean, you're running third. Is it frustrating all to be, you know, kind of low on the total
ball? Oh, not at all. I mean, I'm just learning. You know, I mean, they've been in the league for, you know, 8-9 years. So coming behind them and just learning from them and working hard just to maybe one day make my way up there, you know, it's awesome. But we're all working together as a backfield and as a team, and that's all you can ask for right now.
With that said, that you've never gone into a team, I'm guessing, when you plan on sitting on the bench, right? Isn't the goal always to get there and get on the field?
Oh, man, that's your goal, you know what I mean? But that's probably not, you know, what the expectations is at that time. You know, going into Georgia, I had three running backs in front of me, you know. And one guy left, and, you know, unfortunately some people got hurt, and that's how I came up in the depth chart. But besides that, you know, I've always been behind people and just tried to work my way up. So.
Do you look and watch what they do, or is it more about just worrying about what you're doing?
Oh, definitely watch. You know, I mean, they know what to do, the way they run the routes and running plays, things like that. So you definitely watch them and then learn, and then when you get out there, try to do the same thing.
Between now and when the season starts, what do you have to work on most or improve on most?
I mean, everything. I mean, it's time, you know, it's always room for improvement, you know, especially pass protection and catching the ball and routes and running and reading the defenses. And it's a lot to learn and it's a lot to work on, so I'm going to work on all those things.
Do you feel like your head's still swimming a little bit with all the terms and tactics and technical knowledge and all that? Is it still, convoluted?
A little bit, you know, but I'm really catching it. You know, I'm really getting the hang of it. So it's starting to slow down a little bit, but, you know, at times I'm still spinning a little bit. But the guys are helping me, and Coach T is helping me also, and we're working and building progress.
A couple more for no-show?
I think it was Ryan Harris a couple weeks ago said you could really tell you have an NFL, you know, that talent. I mean, do you feel comfortable? Do you feel like, I belong? You know, I mean, just your talent level and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely confident. I think a lot of guys in the backfield in that room can get the job done. Any snap, anyone in that room. So I'm just trying to find my place and just keep on learning. That's basically what it all comes down to.
How about the speed, Sean? Have you adjusted all that yet because you deserved in college?
A little bit. I mean, we haven't put those pads on yet, so it's different when you put the pads on. But the speed is definitely faster. You know what I mean? College was fast, but NFL is way faster. So I'll have that time to adjust to that.
You
mentioned to Georgia when you got there, there were a couple running backs ahead of you. We get here, and it's, everything's so new for everyone. I guess it's got to be an advantage because everyone is kind of starting from the same one. I mean, NFL level, those guys have more experience. Mm-hmm. But terminology and everything else, no one's locked in like they would be like when you were in Georgia.
I guess you could say that. But at the same time, I mean, any guy you put in there is going to be good, like I said before, and he can get the job done. So it's even at that kind of at that mindset, but at the same time, everyone's just trying to find their role. So,
thanks a lot.
Thank you.